Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Chin, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Justin.
Chin, thank you very much for taking the time. I know how unbelievably tough it is. What is the message that you're trying to, in Jakarta today, what's the message you're trying to send out?
We're really just trying to say that if people take the time to look at this case, that there is actually merit to make a decision and to grant mercy in this case. There are actually a lot of reasons why using the Indonesian justice system and the time they've been in prison, that they have actually done a lot of good things. And if people would take that time, you know, speak to the guards, the governor of the prison, the supporter network, Indonesian prisoners, ex-prisoners, yeah, people would just get to know that really they're just so sorry for what they did, and they've done spent every minute of, particularly the last 7-8 years, trying to make right what they did wrong.
Chin, why? This is something that I can't understand. Why does none of that matter to the Indonesian authorities? Why does none of that matter, that the fact that they have worked to try and rehabilitate themselves, and yet this ghastly, awful thing that they have planned this month is still going ahead? Obviously the whole thing upsets you, but does that upset you particularly that none of this matters? None of their really rehabilitation matters.
That's something we're really struggling with, because if maybe things were a little bit different and they had just, you know, spent the last 10 years not really caring and not making an effort, and, you know, not apologising for what they've done, then not saying that, you know, they still deserve to die, but, you know, they've just done so much. And, you know, for my mum, for example, she just sits there wondering, you know, how come people can't see that? It's really difficult, I guess.
Chin, people have said to me that they wouldn't have rehabilitated like this if they weren't facing the death penalty. Do you believe that?
I know my brother, and he was never a bad person. He just got caught up in something and made some stupid decisions and committed a very serious crime. But I feel that, you know, whether they were in prison in Australia, they wouldn't have been, you know, 10 years. You know, people change a lot.
Yeah.
But what has been special here is the Indonesian justice system and the prison and the guards and the wardens have actually given them the opportunity to make something of their lives.
It's just... You can't understand it, can you? I mean, you can't get your head around it. The in prison, they've been trying to help them become better people. They've become better people. You know,
I think that the important thing is that anyone who's come and seen them, spent a little bit of time, will see it instantly. Like, people don't walk out of there and say that, no, they're just, it's not true. Everyone has walked out of there and said, yes. Pretty amazing what they
do. Have you, on the positive side, Chin, have you had the chance to speak to your brother in ways that brothers don't always speak to each other because of this and the time that's running out?
Yeah, you do. And you have those conversations about how I'm supposed to take care of my mum and my dad and my sister moving forward. And obviously, I will do everything he wants me to do. And
He asks you to do those things.
Yeah, because I think that's his biggest fear moving forward, is that everyone will be... Look, we still haven't given up hope, but his biggest fear is that moving forward, how is everyone going to deal with, you know, the way he's going to die, and the... It's hard to put in words, but we do try to have those conversations, especially recently.
Do you have any blame for? I know that there's been talk, obviously the Indonesian authorities, but do you have blame for people like the Australian Federal Police and the part they played in this, or do you try and push that to one side and move forward?
See, I try not to focus on it. I wish things had been different, of course, but I try not to think about that at the moment because I am actually, you know, like even my brother speaking to him, he's actually very grateful for the Indonesian justice system. Like he is, and he is, has a huge respect for the guard. And, you know, you can see it in their eyes, like a couple of them crying. You know, you really...
The guards are crying.
Like, you see tears in their eyes when they're talking about it. They feel something. You know, you spend 10 years with someone, you can't just feel nothing for that person. You know, they've supported him, and, you know, there's awards have been won, and, you know, recognition around this country, yeah. Indonesia, for the efforts that they've made. And, you know, you get letters from... Like, you walk in, and each time you get different letters, different people coming up to you, or inmates, their families,
yeah.
And they tell you, look, they've made an impact on my life. And it makes you proud that, yes, there is, you know, they got something, you know, they got, you know, got sent to jail and they did deserve that. But they also, you know, didn't fall apart. They stood tall and they tried to keep making up for their mistake. And, you know, look, they both agree themselves that if it's not enough, keep them in jail until it is enough. But don't take them out and kill them.
Chin, the I don't want to upset you, and I'd say the same thing as I said to Michael. You stop me if I'm upsetting you too much. But the details of the deaths and the way that it's going to work it makes for pretty awful reading. It's terrible. Are you and your family even close to being prepared for that?
I don't think you can ever be prepared for that. I know myself, but I try not to think about it. But Mum,
yeah.
I think every night I, you know, we're staying in a hotel here. It's very small, and she just—you can see her at the night tossing and turning, and you know, trying to read and watch TV, and trying to pass the time.
Yeah.
But she told me that you know the violent way in which they're going to die is keeping her up at night, and she has this nightmare of bodies being handed back to her in Australia, and that's really difficult for her.
Is there anything that we can do for you? Is there anything I can do for you to help?
Thank you for your interest, I guess. And there's been a lot of people who, you know, sent messages of support, and, you know, you can't reply to all of them, but it does mean a lot that there are people there who, you know, believe in second chances, I guess.
Chin, I thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me.
Thank you, Justin.
It is Chin Sukumaran. He's the brother of Myron Sukumaran and also Michael Chan, the brother of Andrew Chan. I know how people feel about these guys. I know how people feel about the death penalty, but I urge you to listen to that. And if you only came in on the tail end of it, go back onto the website, 2ue.com.au, and listen to the whole thing all the way through. And then tell me, if you still feel the same way about the death penalty.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.